This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. It was the photograph that prompted gasps all across New England. Walter Zuck Jr. was kayaking off Nauset Beach in Orleans over the weekend when he noticed something ominous following him. Well, we'll let Channel 7 take it from here.
It's exactly what you'd expect to see, a great white's dorsal fin cutting through the top of the water as it cruises along the shoreline, silently creeping up on a kayaker.
I got a pretty good glimpse of it. It was good size, so I just turned and paddled.
Then he started booking it.
Quite a story, so much so that I didn't want to interrupt it, but quite a story, one that NPR picked up this morning.
A scene that could have been straight out of the movie Jaws played out barely 20 yards from shore. There'd been a report of a shark sighting further.
There's only one problem. The shark was great, yes, but white? Probably not. John Mandelman is a shark researcher with the New England Aquarium, and he's on the line with us to explain. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
So what kind of shark was it?
Well, it turns out it seems it was a basking shark, which is also very common in our waters at this time of year.
And a basking shark, if I understand correctly, is pretty big. It's the second largest shark, maybe even second largest fish in the ocean.
That's correct.
How big are they, and why might it have been confused with a great white shark?
Well, they can have the same or a similar appearance. They can get big, in fact, much bigger than great white sharks can. And they have a similar appearance from above, and they also are large enough to be, you know, misidentified as a white shark. So it's not unusual that the two get confused, and similar body shape aspects as well.
Except the biggest difference between the two, the basking shark does not eat meat. It is not carnivorous. Is that right?
That's correct. They eat plankton, small microscopic organisms, and they're very docile and pose very little, if any, harm to humans.
In fact, I was reading that the fact that they are so docile is one of the reasons why they tolerate close approaches by boats or fishermen or things like that. So that may be one of the reasons why the kayaker didn't realize that he had come so close to a basking shark.
Yeah, and it's also just the law of probability. There are a lot out there this time of year, and you have enough swimmers and kayakers, things are going to happen. But basking sharks are generally pretty curious and slow-moving, and it's not unusual if they'll come close to swimmers or people on any kind of watercraft.
Okay, well, given that, do you think authorities were right to nevertheless play it safe and close the beach for a while after the sighting?
Yeah, I mean, I think right and wrong is tough in this case. I think to quell public fear was a good move, but in the overall scheme of things, there are sharks around every day, and there are swimmers out there every day. So unless you're going to close the beach for a long time, something could always happen. These are wild animals, and people should be aware and respectful of that and also aware of the risks when they go into the ocean.
How common did you say are basking sharks? Are we seeing more of them or few of them off our own coast?
No different than in the past. I mean, there have been declines in some of their numbers in different areas of the world, but we see a lot of them every year at this time, and it's very, very common.
It also seems that we're seeing great whites off the coast around this time every year. Are they getting more active?
Yeah, we're seeing them a lot more down, particularly off Monomoy, in these areas where there are large seal colonies, and that's the last 4 or 5 years have seen a huge increase in numbers. It doesn't necessarily mean there are more white sharks in the ocean than there were 5, 10 years ago, but they're certainly coming in closer, and they seem to have found a food source they like.
John Mandelman is a shark researcher at the New England Aquarium. Thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Anytime.